I'm Michelle. I live down in Hill. I don't understand the relationship with Northeast Utilities. Can somebody explain that? They actually own PS&H, correct? Can somebody explain that relationship to me? Because I've been trying to figure it out for months, and I don't get it.
Thanks. So, yes, you're absolutely right. Northeast Utilities owns PS&H. It actually gets a bit complicated. Let's go from the top down. Northeast Utilities has just merged with a company called NSTAR. The surviving company is Northeast Utilities. Northeast Utilities now is the largest utility in New England and one of the largest nationwide. They're the parent company. PS&H is a subsidiary wholly owned by Northeast Utilities. So PS&H is a daughter corporation of Northeast Utilities. PS&H owns the existing rights of way through New Hampshire, like the ones that go through our communities. Northern Pass is a joint. Northern Pass is owned by Northeast Utilities. That's all you need to know. It used to be something else. It's owned by Northeast Utilities. So Northern Pass is owned by Northeast Utilities, but will provide transmission services to Hydro-Québec. So Hydro-Québec will basically rent the capacity of the Northern Pass transmission lines, pay a fee to Northern Pass, which is owned by Northeast Utilities, and Hydro-Québec will use those lines to transmit power. The key economic point to recognize is that Hydro-Québec has promised to pay a profit margin of a minimum of $68 million a year to Northeast Utilities for the use of the lines. Without going into detail, that is a ridiculously above market return. It's a ridiculously fat return for a company that simply puts up some fronting capital to build the lines. Is that clear? Is that structure clear?
Yeah. So who gets the money in the end? Is it Northeast Utilities, or is it Hydro-Québec, or is it both because they're split?
So both. So basically there are three entities get money. The entity that gets the most money is Hydro-Québec. So Hydro-Québec will use the lines to transmit power. As Will Abbott said, they will generate on the order of $40 billion of revenue over the course of the 40-year projected life of the lines from transmitting the power. So a $40 billion revenue stream for Hydro-Québec to use the lines. In turn, it pays a fee to Northern Pass for the right to use the lines. Out of that fee, Northeast Utilities, as the owner of Northern Pass, gets a 11.56% rate of return or $68.5 million a year. Then the third chunk of money is the all ever so hidden right-of-way rental fees that Northern Pass will pay to PS&H, a subsidiary of Northeast Utilities. Those rental fees have never been the number has never been disclosed. They try to pretend it's not there. We've all estimated they could be anywhere from $50 to $100 million a year or even higher. But we're just guessing because they haven't told us what they are. That money goes to PS&H, which in turn will likely use it to offset ratepayer costs to remain a competitive business for the benefit of Northeast Utilities, its parent.
So the money is going to go to an out-of-nation company and an out-of-state company, correct?
Yes.